JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we head out to St. Augustine Place of Safety for the opening of a multi-purpose facility and later an autism fact. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
When you take on McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the Wulawi? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications close on April 30th.
State Minister of Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green traveled to Clarendon earlier this week for the opening of a new multipurpose building at the St. Augustine Place of Safety in the parish. Construction of the $16 million facility was funded by the ministry through the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, in keeping with the government's commitment to improve service delivery to children in state care.
The area gives us the ability to have a number of indoor interventions with our children. We have an area where they can have indoor games such as a table tennis, which we already have a table tennis board. We also use the area for group counseling sessions and also for group training interventions. So the area will serve a number of purposes. Plus, we also use it for staff training and for regional staff training. So it's a great addition to the Clarendon Child Care and Protection Services.
A new administrative block has also been built, creating office spaces for the manager, assistant manager, and social workers. Touring sections of the compound, Minister Green also commended the wards and their guardians on the success of their small farm, which supplies St. Augustine and its sister facility in Summerfield, with a steady supply of layer chickens and eggs. Goal number 3 of Jamaica's National Development Plan is focused on making the country's economy prosperous. One outcome of this goal will be a technology-enabled society, and we are well on our way. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to find out more, or check the Vision 2030 Facebook page. You may also call the Vision 2030 Secretariat at 906-446-324.
Learn and save while you earn. Apply now to the National Service Corps program. Are you 18 to 24 years old, not working, not going to school? Then this opportunity is yours for the taking. Get core skills and on-the-job training. Learn about documentation and digitization, geographic information systems, environmental management, and so much more. And save while you earn. Application forms available at heart-nta.org. Call 1-888-432-7868 or visit the nearest Heart Trust NTA National Youth Service or Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning office for more information.
On our community notice board, the 30th anniversary of the Jamaica Library Services flagship program, the National Reading Competition, is being celebrated this year. Registration for the competition started in March and will run until April 30. The competition is open to all Jamaicans ages 6 to 100 years old, once you're a member of your local library. Registration can also be done online at jls.gov.jm. Before we go, here's an autism fact as we recognize April as Autism Awareness Month. Autism is an often misunderstood neurological disorder, and persons with the condition may sometimes experience stigma and discrimination. Especially for teenagers living with autism, a little acceptance goes a long way. So, if you know someone attending your school or living in your community who is living with the condition, try to be nice, be courteous, and flash an occasional smile. By doing this, you help to break the cycle of stigma, and you're telling them that they belong. Autism Facts are brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.